Blog
serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are back live on the air for another installment of the motherfucking show. How you doing? It is What the Fuck Tuesday. It's What the Fuck Is On Your Mind. What the fuck have the girls been doing to you? What the fuck is up with these bitches not paying you your money? What the fuck is up with these bitches not having a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out? What the fuck is up with these girls not being able to pay their motherfucking bills, their rent, their cable mistake? What the fuck with all these bitches got all of this other motherfucking shit they have to say? What the fuck is up with these bitches pinning up motherfucking tags about the motherfucking girls and being on the run from motherfucking people? What the fuck? That's what it's all about, baby. It's all about that. That's what the Fuck Tuesday is all about tonight. What the fuck is up with the girls not being able to take me? What the fuck? What the fuck is up, bitch? You know, I'm going on and on tonight, girls. So you bitches better be ready, because, bitch, I'm giving you subtle shade, and I'm reading the bitches tonight. What the fuck is up with bitches gotta motherfucking change their motherfucking status on Facebook about my motherfucking pictures? What the fuck? What the fuck is up with the motherfucking girls having to change their tag and put me invisible on their list so they can read me mistake instead of having the balls mistake to read me to my motherfucking face? What the fuck, honey? Bitch, yes, honey. That's all my what the fucks, bitch. Those are my what the fucks, bitch. What the fuck, mistake? What the fuck is up with you motherfucking horrible motherfucking bitches that the girls, your girlfriends, and your motherfucking trunk, mistake, in the backyard of your truck outside of a ball, bitch, made you motherfucking legend? What the fuck? What the fuck is up with a bitch that couldn't cut it in the house of Givenchy, mistake, so she left and went to another house, mistake, and tried to come back when we was Miss Rahi's, mistake? Bitch, and the girls told her to go do her own motherfucking thing, bitch. What the fuck is up with you horrible motherfucking bitches that can't motherfucking take me, mistake? Bitch, don't get mad at me, bitch, because you's a big, nasty, fat, sloppy bitch, and you have to buy motherfucking dick, bitch. What the fuck, bitch? Let's get it started tonight, bitch. All you motherfucking bold-ass motherfucking bitches that's out there, whether it's via Facebook, whether it's via Yahoo, whether it's via AIM, via any Twitter, anything that y'all bitches got to motherfucking say about me, won't you bitches be bold enough, bitch, to put my name and the shit that y'all read me about me say, girl, because I'm a old motherfucking queen, bitch, and I catch every motherfucking shade that comes my motherfucking way. Bitches have the balls to say what the fuck you got to say about me, bitch, and stop doing it suddenly, mistake, and stop using indirect shade and throw it the right motherfucking way. Because, baby, I'm a fat bitch, and I'm going to catch it. So, for that unpretty motherfucking bitch out there that wants to be reading me on her motherfucking tag, you know who you are, Miss Thang. And for that fat, nasty bitch, Miss Thang, that want to be reading me on motherfucking Facebook, you know who you are, Miss A. And for that other motherfucking bitch that can't take me, Miss A, because we stand on the same pedestal, you know who you are, Miss A. Y'all bitches need to get a motherfucking life and jump the fuck up off my motherfucking dick, because, bitch, y'all making it motherfucking heavy. Bitch, what the fuck? It is What the Fuck Tuesday, and that's how the fuck I'm feeling today, bitch. I just woke up 9 minutes ago, bitch. I've been outside of my house all motherfucking day long, bitch. I just woke up 9 minutes ago, girls, and that's why the show has just started, because I was asleep. My husband came from work, girls, and I enjoyed a lovely day with my husband, my son, Rashawn Mizrahi, my legendary daughter, Monique Mizrahi, Women's Performance Diva, Tasha Milan, Buka Milan. We enjoyed a lovely day of bike riding in the city, riding from 57th Street all the way down to the village, all the way back uptown, getting to 23rd Street, and getting caught in the rain, and riding all the way back uptown in the motherfucking rain, bitch. It was fabulous, and came home and enjoyed some pizza and some hot wings, bitch, and I laid out, and I really didn't want to do the show. But something in my body told me, mother, you got to get up and you got to do the show, Miss Day, because the girls got a lot to say about you, Miss Day. So, bitches, I got up because I didn't want to do the show tonight and I was going to pay it. But something in my soul woke me up and it was 11:39, bitch. I mean, excuse me, 11:30, and mother had to get up here and get up on this show, mistake, and give y'all what y'all want, mistake. I catches everything, mistake, bitch. I catches everything. The girls are really trying to, mistake. And I think, you know what, it's been a long time. And I hate to bring the devil out of me. But I think if I don't choke a couple of bitches up, mistake, it's going to be a mess. I think bitches need me to choke them up. That's what it is, honey. But I don't know, honey. Hold on. Let me see. Well, let's go straight to Virginia, honey. Let's go straight to Virginia, honey, and see what my co-host Jaquan is doing. How you doing, Jaquan? Yeah, I'm making money. Yeah, I'm making money. Dollar, hello.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
Nothing. What you
know? Nothing. Just got set up. Finishing it up here. You know, throwing my indirect shade like the girls is doing, throwing their indirect shade, mistake. But
what they say?
You know, the girls is using via Facebook, honey, to throw their indirect shade at me, honey. The girls is using Yahoo to throw their indirect shade, mistake. And then you got some girls that throw their indirect shade to their girlfriends, mistake. And, you know, it just winds up getting back to me, mistake. And I'm just gagging at the girls, and I'm just getting so fed up with the girls. And it's ridiculous. And the girls is so pressed. I don't understand. I don't understand why the girls is so pressed. Okay, this is what I don't understand. I don't understand why the girl is so pressed about this little naughty butch queen up in drags. Mother U-Haul turned out to be such a fab motherfucking bitch, mistake. They thought I was going to be a bitch that they was going to be able to keep the fuck down, bitch. But I'm not a bitch they can keep down, bitch. I'm a bitch that always start at the bottom at everything I do, bitch. But at the end of the motherfucking day, I always wind up on motherfucking top, and I'm always going to be that bitch that's going to motherfucking shine. These motherfucking nasty faggots can't keep me the fuck down, and that's their problem, and they want to keep me down. I'm really gagging. I don't understand why the girls want to keep me down so bad. Why? What the fuck? What the fuck is up with the girls wanting to keep me down? And then the girls want to sit here, and the girls have balls to take and read me, saying,
"They have what?"
The girls have these little tiny like
I know who you're talking about.
They have these little tiny motherfucking balls, mistake, and they want to sit here and they want to read, mistake. New nose, old nose, whatever nose, mistake. It took me 15 years to get this motherfucking nose, bitch. I didn't have everything I earned, everything I got in this scene, mistake. I got it as a fat. A fat, do you hear me, Jaquan? Do you hear me? I got it as a fat bitch. Now that I accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish in this now I want to look like the rest of the femme queens. So now I'm going to get my, I got my nose done. I got my cheeks done. I got my chin done. I got my lips done. Now I'm going to get my ass, my stomach, my back, and my titties done. Because now I want to look like all the rest of the femme queens. And I want to act like all the rest of the femme queens. Now that I accomplished everything I wanted to accomplish as a fat bitch, now I'm going to be a fat Barbie doll bitch. Thank you, Nicki Minaj. I like that. A fat Barbie doll bitch. And these bitches just can't take me. But say, when I tell you, I got three bitches out there right now. And baby, when I tell you, I need to go get a motherfucking pussy. I need to go get a pussy. Because I got these three bitches, and all three of them is hanging on this one nut, bitch. And they're going to make my motherfucking shit break. So I need to go get a pussy so they can hang on my motherfucking lips. Because they need to stop motherfucking hanging. That's how bad they motherfucking hanging on my motherfucking shit. And it's a fucking shame, Miss Day. They need to get the fuck up off of me, Miss Day, because they is giving me some type of blue balls or something. What the fuck? Honey. But Miss Ebony, I hear we got a special co-host that's coming on tonight with us. Can you bring that special co-host on? Yes.
Did y'all talk about that ball that was supposed to happen in Virginia yesterday, right?
No, we didn't talk about it because the girls didn't come on.
Oh my God, it was not a ball. It was no ball. It was a mess, Kelly. It was It's a whole weekend. What a person. Who coming on?
Oh, honey, hold on. Wait, I just got some tea. So I just said, what the fuck is up with D'Angelo Khan crafting theme park tickets for Jamel Ebony, and then Jamel got the girls are selling the tickets to put monies on the books for the girls in North Carolina in jail. What the fuck? Mister, I'm gagging, honey. Yeah,
oh.
I'm gagging. I got another one. The girls in D.C., honey, I don't know who it is, Mister, but this has been coming across. Switchboard sent it to me. Everybody is sending it to me. The girls want to know what the fuck is up with R.J. Balenciaga, the legend, not paying the Kiki House of Envy $3,000. It's been over 2 weeks. What's going on with the girl's money? What the fuck? Harry, we would appreciate it if RJ would come and explain to us and pay us our money. What the fuck? That's the what the fuck from the Kiki girls. They want their money, RJ. They want their coins, honey. They want their coins. But I don't know. Maybe, I gotta see, honey. Jaquan, somebody said to tell you to sign on Yahoo. I guess they don't want to send me. They what the fuck? They want to send it to you.
I am on Yahoo.
He is on Yahoo, he said. Yes, RJ, this is the second time this star came up. I thought RJ made arrangements with those girls and paid them their coins.
I don't know. I guess he did, and they still, or maybe, I don't know.
The girls want they change, honey. They is mad, honey. They want they motherfucking change. But Jaquan, I had a lovely day outside. I went bike riding today. It was so cute and fabulous, honey.
It was so hot outside, though.
No, it was nice. It was nice because, you know, it was about to rain. It was about to rain. So it was really nice. We got the bikes, and we rode from 57th and 9th Avenue all the way down to the motherfucking village. And then we stopped at the store in the back street and got some water. And I got a bottle of water. They got some juice. We rode over to the pier. We sat on the pier for a minute. Then we rode up Christopher Street. And then we rode back up 8th Avenue from Christopher all the way back up to 57th Street. It was like, baby, when I tell you, my legs was hurting. I thought I was voguing down. But I had fun.
Aww. I had a good weekend. I had a little tragedy. I just found out I was allergic to peanuts, and I had this terrible, what is that, the reaction thing? It was a mess.
Yeah.
Yes, I had hives all over my body. It was a mess. But other than that, I had a fun weekend. I had a fun weekend last weekend. I just been, the summertime come around, it's so hard to do the show, you know what I'm saying?
baby. When I said yeah. Oof, I know it was a man.
Oh, I got the what the fuck.
Oh, they said it to you. So what is it?
It says... It says, what the fuck, is the same one, but is in, I guess they want to say the names, the real true team. It says, what the fuck is up with D'Angelo Khan crafting theme park tickets for Jamal Ebony, and then Jamal Ebony got the girl to sell the tickets to put money on his books in jail so you can have some oodles and noodles. That's what the T is. I guess they were trying to say that he sold them. I don't know. Where's,
Yes, bitches, yes. I was in the city, and I was motherfucking bike riding. Yes, bitch, I was bike riding in the motherfucking city. It was a lot of motherfucking, it wasn't a lot of work, but the exercise, it was everything. It was con. I had on my yellow spandex that I vogued in at Jack's birthday ball, and with my little banshee.
Oh, how was that? Oh, shit.
It was
all right.
But, yeah, because we're not going to go back to the past. I'm just describing to the girls what I had.
Okay, well, sorry. I wasn't there, so I just wanted to know how it went.
Yes, I had on my yellow spandex, and I had on my colorful T-shirt with my motherfucking Air Max on. I had my little book bag on my back. It was really con. It was really cute. And the girls was trying it. I was gonna take some pictures. But I didn't have energy to stop and take some pictures. But the girls took pictures because my ass is up in the air. And so the girls that was behind me on the bikes, was taking pictures of my ass, those pictures won't be out, honey. I was on the bike for 2 hours, honey, for 2 hours. I rented it for 2 hours for $20, and I was on for 2 hours, honey.
Oh, that was nice to you.
Yes, honey. We rode. As soon as we got, when we were coming back up from the village, we got to 23rd Street, and it started raining. Oh, I tell you, I gagged. Jaquan, I gagged. It started raining. Yes, it started raining. It started drizzling. By the time we got to 34th Street, it started raining a little more. By the time we got to 42nd Street, it started raining a little more. And baby, by the time we got to the block where the motherfucking bikes places had to take the bikes back, baby, it started pouring down raining, and you should have seen me coming around that corner, baby. I almost knocked this man over. He was crossing the street. I almost knocked him over because it was raining even harder. I had to get my ass up that block to that place, and I was trucking it. Yes, I was trucking it.
Oh, my God.
Baby, honey, baby, the girl's talking about business. Mama wants to set the money shot. Honey, the body shot.
No.
Yes, it was definitely a body shot, honey. And the girls wanted to put the picture up on Twitter, but the girls cannot put that picture up on Twitter, Miss Fed. The girls will not have me around. They labeled the picture, the ass is so big as the sun, because I had it on my yellow spandex. Honey.
Oh, I'll put that on my Twitter.
Yeah, baby, if you put that picture on Twitter, you're going to gag. I'm going to put my pictures on Twitter. I'm talking to
was
my
he talking about the tag that said old nose, new nose, you still look crazy?
Yes. Hold on. We have a caller. Oh, this is my grandson. Tasha Ballard, you're live for the air. Oh, what the fuck Tuesday?
You crazy. What's going on?
What's going on?
You almost knocked that man over coming around the corner.
Yes. That man was getting on my nerves, honey. That baby, I was trying to come around that corner. Baby, when I tell you I was trying to come around that corner, Jaquan, and that man was in my motherfucking way. And I wasn't trying to stop this. I was on the, it was like, you know how you get to that last leg of that lap, honey?
Yes.
And you trying to come around, and baby, I was coming around the corner, and he had to see me coming, all these white colors on me. I got on yellow spandex, a white T-shirt with all these multicolors on. He seen my fat ass coming. He seen me coming around that corner. He tried to beat me around the corner to get across the street before I came. And I knocked his ass out the way, honey, baby. I was trying to get back up to that bike place. I was a mess, honey. It was a mess.
Kelly, why would Joel say that about you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, mistake. The girls can't take me, but we're not going to dwell into. We're not going to dwell on that mistake, because then if I dwell on that mistake, then I'm going to, I'm going to start reading, mistake. I'm going to start reading, mistake. I don't want to read all night long, mistake. I don't want to put all the girls' business out there, mistake, honey. because you know it's gonna be a mass mistake, man. It's gonna be a mess, and I don't want to do that to the girls' mistake. I don't want you know. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
What? Why are you falling out?
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on, yo?
Nothing much. Just chilling. How you doing?
I'm fine. I was called in to speak to you guys about some shit that is going on. So I think we just need to let everything out of the bag.
Oof.
As far as tonight goes.
Let everything out the bag.
Honey, you were going off in the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah, I was. I was reading the girls and saying, honey.
I know, son, I know. All right, we need to touch up on a couple of things. Where is all the girls at, or do we need to take a summer break and come back when the weather starts getting cold?
We're gonna take a summer. We definitely going to take a summer break, and we're gonna come back, and we're definitely just gonna do the show and recap on Monday night and recap the balls and the weekend. But Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays is going to start back when school starts back in September, and all the girls is in the house. And then the first show that I have for the Wednesday, and when we come back in September, is definitely going to be a real good, positive show that I'm definitely going to work on over the summer, because the girls is not into the show like they are. It's the summertime, and the girls don't want to sit in the house and be on the phone or walking through the village listening to us around this time, because you know it's no school. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break and then come back on Mondays and recap the balls and then fuck the rest of the week into September.
I think that's what we should do, because, you know, everybody's going to clubs and everything, so. And I know people on this end, you know, want something to do come 11 and 12 o'clock. They don't want to sit at a computer.
Yes.
So you guys, don't think that we're going anywhere. The bills will still be paid and we'll still be broadcasting. But we are going to take a little break, you know, maybe boil it down to once a week or, you know, once during a major ball weekend or something like that. And we'll let you guys know in advance about that as well. So, or if anything basically pops up, like, you know, some major, major tea, major, major, major scandals.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Well, honey, Miss Nikki, you're going to pack your bags and pump on over to the red carpet. I heard they were on vacation, too.
Let me tell you something, girl.
Hey,
Keisha,
what's the question?
The girls can pump on over to wherever they want to pump to. When I get behind this computer, honey, and I send out that motherfucking IM, honey, and I send out those texts, y'all will pump back over here, because y'all know y'all ain't going to be able to hear mother's mouth in a long time. And you know when mother gets up on this air, mother always got something to say. How you doing?
What was your concern, Keisha? Call in. You guys call in and start speaking. What about the other show? It doesn't... Look, I'm not going to go into detail about competitiveness. The bottom line is we attempted to sit here three days a week and, you know, provide you guys with a show, but as we see, the numbers have tremendously dropped. They haven't dropped as bad, though, because there's still an average of 50 people in the chat room, when I know some of the other shows only had 20, 25.
17. 12.
Cream, you called in last night to say hello, but you didn't get through. Why? Because the numbers were so high? Is that why, Cream? Kelly, they don't want you to go.
What is that?
They don't really want you to go. They like your voice.
Yeah, I love being here. I love being here. But
Kelly
know,
needs
I,
a vacation.
I need a little vacation. It's the summertime. I have a lot of things. I have a lot of things that I want to do with my husband over the summertime that I need to take care of my husband. And you know, I have a life outside. I have a life outside of the ballroom and the radio. And so I have to fulfill that life also, honey. So.
Keesh. Mondays only, Keisha? I don't think that's... Okay.
Yes, Mondays.
Okay, so how about we drop Tuesdays for now and then go to two Mondays?
Star Jones, don't try it.
Girl, I'm not sitting here watching all that.
Why I don't need no damn vacation? I need a vacation, honey. I need a break, honey. Let me tell you something. You know what? We got. You know, this is what we need to do. We need to figure out. We need to figure out how they do on Wendy Williams and all the girl on the other shows. We need to figure out if we can play repeats, Miss Day.
Actually, you know what? You know what, guys? You actually can. You know, there's actually ways of uploading. There's a couple of things that can be done with the show. I can take archives and upload them, and you guys that have nothing to do can actually call in and listen to the archive as it's being broadcasted, you know, on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something like that. Or, Mike Q always sends us over music. He can just play a whole bunch of music for you guys, you know, during those days as well. What's your Keisha, call in. Go ahead, whatever your suggestion is. That may be an asset to the show. All right, well, we have some callers, so...
Well, come on, let's get the callers in, baby.
Catch.
I don't know why we said that, baby, because, girl, my Yahoo is just blowing up, honey. Girls!
Kelly don't want to do the show by herself. That's the problem. We have a caller, 240788. You're on the air on What the Fuck Tuesdays.
Good evening.
Oh, that
good
was
evening. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
What's the tea?
We got to give him some background music.
Who's working those lives? Who's working that? Is that Ebony?
No, that's Jasmine working.
That's you working tonight, Jasmine.
I didn't know your. If I knew your number, I would have made sure you had an intro. You know, she's always telling me that
you
get mad when you don't get yours.
What the fuck is up with Jasmine and that fake intro music? What the fuck? What the fuck was up with Jaquan getting hives and not calling in last night as an excuse? What the fuck?
Because it's from that chicken we ate on Friday at that damn goalpost.
That food was good. The spike.
Yeah, it was.
Baby.
What happened? Where was you at last night, Rodden? Did you call in?
Rodden was here.
Why you didn't talk about the ball?
No one was calling in, so I was waiting on callers and see. I don't want, you know.
Tell me what happened, I want to know, because when y'all was talking last night, I had like 4 people come in here, and I couldn't even listen to y'all.
It was a fall. It wasn't a ball. It was a fall.
Right, so, you know, people, no one was really calling in to, so I just said we brought up all the balls. We talked about, you know, people being mad about certain things or each ball, like, because it was like 5 or 6 balls to talk about. So we put, you know, just a little light about everything out there to see who was going to call in. And we was doing all the talking as usual. Like a couple of people, like Marcus called in about the Chicago ball. This guy, Tiana, called in. The Memphis called in to defend the ball. Fred called in about Atlanta. I mean, you know, the people, a few called in, but I guess, you know.
Oh, it's a mess. Hold on, we got another caller. 347-426.
Okay.
You're live on the air, Keisha.
Hey. What's
hey,
going on,
Keisha?
Keisha?
Hi.
You sound so sad. Hi, Keisha.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Jaquan. This is Keisha.
Rodney on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rodney.
Hello,
hi, Rodney.
Keisha. How are you? I'm good.
I'm depressed.
Why?
Why?
Kelly, I don't want you to go now. I have some propositions, Kelly.
You said what?
Propositions.
What's that?
All right. You said that no one's calling in, and you said that maybe it's because you're all by yourself. You don't want to be by yourself. Well,
it's not even. Listen, this is not. It's not what. This is. It's not even about nobody calling in because I don't need nobody to call in. I can make a show just by myself, sitting here just reading bitches because you know I got honey. Baby, y'all think when me and Andre had our situation, I had a lot of stuff build up in, and I went off. Bitch, I got a lot of shit build up inside of me that I could sit here, bitch, and we could be here for, bitch, 5 hours, bitch, would be reading girls, bitch, inside of the House of Mizrahi and outside of the House of Mizrahi, and I could give y'all a show. I just don't have no co-host. My co-host
right.
just be busy.
Kelly, why don't you do this? I've always told that a show should always be balanced. A butch queen, a femme queen, and maybe another 2 or 3 other people, and see who's willing to be a co-host throughout the show. I think that will make it hot, and you'll get different opinions coming from different backgrounds of the community.
Let me interrupt that for a minute. Keisha, I agree with you 100%. I think it definitely should be a balance in there, but what the problem is with that is when offers are made or suggestions are you know, made to other people or they suggest maybe we should come on or something. I've run into the different situations with different ballroom people when they say they want to do it, but they're intimidated. They're afraid that, number one, it's going to fuck up their ballroom career, or their house parents have told them not to be a part of the show, or the show is so negative they shouldn't be on the show, or they're banned from being on the show because certain houses are not supposed to call in. So that's when that's where some of the issues come from.
Gotcha.
As far as trying to find the right, you know, type of person to come on. So you got to deal with people that are real close in our circle, like Jaquan, you know, who is a very close and is family to us. And then you got people that are like very independent, like, you know, I don't give a fuck attitude, like a Shasha that, you know, will come on and not give a fuck what anybody says. So, you know, when you deal with those type of people, but we don't always have a million of them running around. We opened the door to have people like yourself, like anyone who wants to come on to the show and be a part of it. Rodney comes on here on Mondays. He's on tonight, though. But he's, like, still part of it as well, even if he plays a major part. I mean, a small part as far as, you know, recapping balls and stuff. But this platform is open to everyone. And that's why I still do this, because it's open to anyone that wants to be a part of it.
Well, Jasmine, I hear what you're saying. What I will have to say, and this is my opinion, I've listened to Rodney call, and I must honestly say, when Rodney comes on there, he's very professional. He's not politically incorrect. I think he knows what to say, what not to say, that he feels is appropriate to say. I have yet to him come on there and bash anybody. Now, of course, if someone has their opinion about a certain situation, he's going to voice his opinion. The same with Kelly. I have yet to hear Kelly bash somebody for no fucking reason or just to raise her, you know, her publicity or what have you. And I will say so far, yeah, you get people that are going to call in and voice their opinion. But what I'm saying is those who feel that they can come on the show and be a co-host but be unbiased. Now, if a question is posed to you pertaining to your house or to your personal lifestyle, whatever the case may be, you have that right to answer or not answer that question because it may affect your ballroom career or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Rodney?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree with you on that.
I
mean, Jasmine, I'm not tooting nobody's horn. I've been listening to Kelly since you guys got the show, and like I said, I get a kick out of something I don't agree with, but I will honestly say I think Kelly has held up her ground professionally. Now, if you're gonna come for someone or disrespect someone, just be prepared. And when she comes back for that person, I think the listeners love it. Or when there's something going on in the ballroom scene and Kelly calls in and say, I got some tea, knows how the calls increase.
Yeah.
Right.
But like you said, sometimes you don't want that. You want a positive show. You guys had, when Andre was on there, you had trivia. Some of these kids know the ballroom career because they don't know shit about the ballroom career. They don't know how it got started. They don't know where the ballroom career went when we were young. Have a show about who's the top Butch Queen Vogue femme, the realness categories. Have a topic. I'm sure there's people who want to question what's the difference between a femme queen or a Butch Queen and drag, or a realness. How do you judge a person who's a thug in regards to a pretty boy realness? Because a lot of people still don't know. There was a question on Walk for Me. What's Virgin Vogue?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't know certain things. People still don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, Keisha.
But I understand, but Kelly, I understand you have your own personal life. So why don't you do this, Kelly? Why don't you do it once a week or once every other week?
Oh, no, I'm going to do, no, the show is not going completely off the air. I'm going to, because it's ball season. It's like crazy ball season. I'm just going to do the show on Monday nights, and I'm going to recap on Monday nights, and I'm going to recap all everything that happened during the week and what happened on the weekend on Monday night. And then when September comes and everybody's back at school, I'm going to go back to doing it three times a week. I'm going to go back to doing the recaps on Monday. I'm going to do What the Fuck Tuesdays, and then I'm going to start back with the positive shows on Wednesday.
Okay, one more thing, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to say two more things. But, Kelly, I think with the show, you do need to balance out the gender. Because if you got all female figures on there and no male figures, it might be like, well, what's up? And then vice versa. If you got all male figures and no female figures, it doesn't balance out and give. And even a woman.
I open the format. I open the door for anybody that wants to come and be a co-host or try to be a co-host to definitely come up here and do it. But, you know, after a while, everybody does it for a minute, Keisha. But then after that minute is over, nobody wants to do it no more. It's hard, Keisha, because I tell you, and some nights, Keisha, like tonight, Keisha, after me coming from bike riding and being in the rain and chilling with my kids and my grandkids, I didn't want to come on the show tonight. I really didn't. I woke up, my grandson woke me up before he left the house to go home and was like, you got to get up and you got to do the show. I was in my bed asleep, and I got up out of my bed, and I'm here doing the show when I could have been in the bed right now asleep with my husband. But I'm here, and I love it. I love doing it. I love the girls hearing my voice, bitch. And, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I have to make time for, you know, my husband.
I don't think, you know, I see what you guys are saying in the chat room. I don't think it has anything to do with people being, you know, they're not dedicated or anything like that. You know, it has nothing to do with callers not calling in or anything. I think it just has to do with the fact that it's hot outside, and everyone is trying to just go out and you know, do them and stuff. Nobody really wants to sit in every, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, and make sure they get to their computers and their phones and stuff at 11 o'clock. People are getting ready to go to the club or just doing things in general. And I think that's where the problem is. I think when it's cold outside and you guys are dealing with blizzards and, you know, 20-degree weather and stuff, people, you know, will have a more tendency of calling. I don't think the numbers are bad at all because, again, nothing is going on. It's a regular Tuesday night, and there's about over 50 people in the chat room. And there's still a good amount of people on the phone just listening. So I don't think it's bad. I just think it's just more or less, you know, it's not as good as it can be, but it's just understandable. The problem is also, you know, I personally have a lot of things that I have to deal with on my end, and having, you know, making sure that someone is actually stationed at a computer, you know, three nights a week and stuff is, you know, and then she wants to go and do this and do that. I have to either cover for her or something. I mean, it just gets to become a problem. So we just got to figure out something. So I think Mondays would probably be good. Rodney, you're not saying anything. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, normally I work early in the morning, but I try to tell Kelly when I travel back home on Mondays, sometimes when I get home, I get a little sleepy, so I might fall asleep before the show comes on. But I try to stay up on Monday because everybody knows mostly I'm at a ball in someone's city every weekend. So So that's what, you know, when the idea was brought up, I was like, you know, that was a good idea. I can come on and try to not, like, read the ball, promoter, but just give my take on, you know, like we say, decorations, the venue, the commentary, different things like that. And, you know, hopefully it's not bad. It's just like a, you know, slap on the wrist or things that we think can be done better or things that were done great, you know what I'm saying? So I like the Monday idea for the summer. Or I heard someone, I mean, I see someone in the chat room was like, maybe an earlier slot for the summer since no other shows are on vacation, maybe.
But you know what about the earlier slot? Just like what I sat here and witnessed tonight, it seems like the later the time gets, the more people call in. I don't know if that is because of the fact that, you know, West Coast and Chicago, you know, those type of things, because there's a lot of West Coast people on the lines now. I don't know if that has to do with minutes or whatever, but I noticed at 11 o'clock there was a certain amount of people here, 11:15. It is now 12:15, and the numbers have skyrocketed. So I don't think earlier actually is better, to be honest with you. Sometimes I think later might be a little bit better, depending, I don't know, on what. A lot of us have, you know, have jobs and stuff and school, so they might want to do, you know, stop the show early and go to bed. But really ask yourself, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, do you really feel like sitting down in a computer listening to the show?
And then even, you know what, it's not even about the earlier slot. Let me put it to y'all like this. I'm going to break it down to y'all so y'all can understand exactly how I feel. This is how I feel about the situation, right? To everybody that's out there, everybody that's listening. And maybe Blackjack and Cream, they understand because, you know, they do the other shows and things like that. My husband gets up at 5:30 in the morning. My husband is out the door by 6:15 to go to work every day, whether it's the summertime, whether it's the wintertime. My husband gets off of work at 4 o'clock. My husband is home by 4:45. Okay? I have to do something with my husband between 5 o'clock and 10:15 so I can be back home so I can do the radio show. I'm not going to do that all summer long and subject myself to just sitting here and having 3 to 4 hours with my husband during the daytime to go do something with him so I can make sure I'm back here in time so I can do the radio show. I'm not going to do that all summer long. I'm going to do Monday. I'm going to spend my summer with my husband with his summer vacation from his job, and I'll be back on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays in September. That's the whole situation, and that's how it's going to be. And when we come in, there's no shade to anybody. I don't want nobody to take this any type of way. And when we come back, and when we come back in September or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if the girls feel that we was gone for these 2 months and they don't want to come back and they don't want to listen, I feel sorry for y'all for that, because I have a relationship and I have to hold on to my relationship. My relationship failed a couple of months ago, and we're working on getting our relationship back strong. And that's what I have to do for my relationship.
Girl, you sound like that was kind of personal. Like, like, bitch, this is how it's going to be. Yeah, accept it or not, and it's all about my relationship.
That's what it is. Because at the end of the day, my husband can walk out this door. I cannot sleep with these girls that's on the radio show that's listening to me giving them the L-I-F-E.
I got an envelope on my desk from Esquilita. Somebody is interested in being a co-host. I wonder who that is.
Ugh.
So Monday nights is good.
Monday night, we'll recap everything that happened. You know, you girls can still send me. I'm going to still be on Yahoo. Y'all can still send me the tea and everything. It ain't going to go dead, Miss Thang. It ain't going to go dead. It's going to still be out there. It's going to still be live, bitch. And we're going to do the damn thing on Monday night, bitch. Monday night might be 3-4 hours Monday night. You never know.
Well, I'm going to put this out there. If there's any other legends, let's just keep it at legends. If there's any more legends that are out there, you know, people with major status in the ballroom that want to pick up on another night and maybe do your own little thing but steer away from what usually goes on, like maybe a love night or a music night or a classic night or something like that, then maybe, you guys should hit me up and we could work on something. I thought about it one time. I thought Cabbage would be the perfect, just have a night of, you know, just for Cabbage herself, because Cabbage's history with this ballroom and the way she can just take it back to the old days would be so phenomenal. And I always thought about that for Cabbage and stuff. So, if you know, you guys are always able to send in suggestions all the time. And I believe me, I listen to everyone. As long as they're dedicated and they're willing to do it, I'm willing to pay for it, and it can be done for you guys. So.
Yes, and then, you know, and if somebody else want to come and they want to do the show one of the other nights, honey, you know, if I'm out and about in the streets, you know, I can come on and make it hot for a few minutes and then go back to my husband. But I just can't sit here for 2 hours in front of the computer and everything and just do it. But I will come on from time to time. Somebody else come on, you know, and you know y'all having a oldie but goodies night with Cabbage, and she's spilling the tea, giving y'all all the tea from back in the day. I'll come and give y'all the recent tea and make it hot, and then go back to my husband. I'll sneak off in the bathroom at Great Adventures and give y'all the tea, bitch, and then come on back to my husband in the park. Howdy. But do we have any other callers? It's What the Fuck Tuesday.
Yes, it is What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is up with you unpretty girls reading me all your tags? What the fuck is you up with you girls, your girlfriend deems you legend in the back of the motherfucking truck before y'all went in the ball, motherfucking big girls, motherfucking safe? Which you ain't never walk against anybody, mistake, and you ain't safe. What the fuck? What the fuck is up with the girls' campaign? They pills. What the fuck?
Jasmine.
Huh?
How did we become the villains? I want to know. What the fuck is up with that?
Because when they picked, when Steve picked the name out of the hat, I told him, when he picked Mizrahi out of the hat, I called him up the next day and I said, all right, I have the theme of the ball. It's going to be heroes versus villains. Since you guys won, pick one. And he said, okay, give me a few days to speak to the house about it. And then he called me back and he said, we want to be the villains.
Oh, okay. And Kelly, I'm going to match you category for category on the Butch Queen side, so make sure you bring your big suitcase.
Baby,
confirmation that Rodney will be in Orlando on July 11th?
I will be in Orlando on July the 11th.
I will be there, baby. I will be there. It's going to be so much fun, honey. It's going to be fun.
I got so many calls and hits about this ball. It's ridiculous. I think it's a major ball.
Yes, we'll be there.
Yes, girl, come on.
The top two houses, look at it. You got to look at it. The top two houses that won the ultimate grand prizes. Milan, you guys have more money as far as those grand prizes go. And then Mizrahi behind that, with all the 5,000s and stuff, it's going to be a cute little battle between the two houses.
Oh, Nikki, that's what you want to see? Nikki said he wants to see me and you battle for a performance, Kelly.
Oh, no, baby. When I tell you, baby, when I tell you my daughter has the big girl performance team next month at the Rumble, I told her she asked you to be on her team. Last month, it was a wrap. That was it. I stick to my little head and a little leg kick for Legend Savings and Stars and maybe a dip down or two for Legend Savings and Stars. I can't do it no more. Baby,
so
I woke up the next
team.
I woke up the next day and I came down those steps and I came down those steps to go to that house meeting and I was gagging. My knees was buckling and I can't do it no more. I'm old. I'm gonna stick to where I'm supposed to stick at. I can't do it.
Yeah, Avernia had a little practice session with us after the little mini ball on Sunday. It was fun. Yeah.
Keisha, you have to hit me up. You have to, anybody that's hitting me up with a private message on in the chat room, I cannot see what y'all writing. Y'all have to hit me up on Yahoo because I don't know why my private messages is messing up in the chat room. It's coming up all crazy. So y'all have to hit me up on Yahoo with your private messages at legendarykellymizrahi@yahoo.com because I can't read it. It's not coming through right. So, Jaquan, what happened? Did you find out what happened with Aura in this fucking function?
Jaquan? Rodney?
I'm here.
Jasmine?
I'm here.
Where's Jaquan? Is he gone?
You see that question from Keisha, Kelly?
I don't know. I don't know who to, I don't know. Bitch, girl, I don't know, honey. I don't do any of that.
Who is miss.com, .net, .gov, .com? She's saying she wants to be a co-host.
Baby, I don't know, honey.
Honey, we don't even know who you are.
Baby.
And I got off a little early tonight. I was able to watch the Vicky show. I really enjoyed you.
Yes, everybody missing. I had so many people that hit me up about the Vicky show. I really had so much fun doing it. I just gotta be more camera oriented, you know, be able to look in the camera and do it, because you know I'm a real shy person. Tyshawn, you're back on the air. Tyshawn? Tyshawn, you're back on the air. Jasmine, you can put him back on mute because he's on his cell phone. I watch him on iChat.
Yes, I like Little James as well. It was cute.
Yes.
It's a lot of private callers. So private caller number one, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm great. To yourself?
I'm doing lovely, wonderful. Just sitting here listening to your wonderful show. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in and say hey.
Okay, thank you. I know What the Fuck is What the Fuck Tuesday. I know you gotta have one.
I don't know. What the fuck is Miss Vicky doing when you shut her down?
I was, bitch, when I tell you, babe, I would say she has not interviewed nobody since me. She used to be putting up 3 or 4 or 5 clips a week. She has not interviewed nobody since me. Did I shut the Vicky show down?
What do you mean you shut the Vicky show down? What happened?
Because she usually interviews 4 or 5 people a week, and they clips me up like every other day. They have up clips. She has not had them no clips since me, honey. I got the highest ratings on the Vicky show on YouTube. She hasn't had no more clips.
Miss Kelly.
Yeah.
You got me when you was like, the Vicky show.
We're back on the Vicky show. Yes. Well, I want to thank you for definitely calling in. Okay.
The next private caller number two.
Private caller, you're live over here on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hello.
Yes, you're live over here, baby.
Yes, this is Kelly.
Yes, this is.
Yeah, Kelly, what the fuck is the tea, bitch? This is Star Motherfucking Jones, bitch. Why you block me in the motherfucking chat room?
Because I need to go on a
This is my motherfucking fault, yo, bitch. It's a U-Haul, bitch. Don't get mad at me, because bitches got opinions, girl. What's up, girl? What's up, tea, girl? Do you want to see me, girl? What's
tea? You don't have an opinion about my weight.
Girl, everybody has an opinion about your fat ass, Kelly.
I blocked you, bitch. I blocked you. And I'm going to block you in here, too. Bye, Star. Honey. Bitch, okay? You don't come
private
out
caller
here.
Number three. You're
private
on the
caller,
air.
You're live on the air. What the fuck, Tuesday? Hello? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hey, Kelly.
Yes?
What the fuck is up with you not naming names?
What the fuck is up with me not naming names? Who names you want me to name?
Who the pretty bitch?
Baby, girl, Jaquan already named the name.
It was Amaya?
Oh, no. I said unpretty. Amaya is not unpretty.
Oh, unpretty.
Yes, unpretty. Unpretty.
Joelle.
Yeah, sorry. And then the fat bitch that got made legend, saying it's not really legend.
Who that?
That's Barker. for trying to read me about the girl saying I'm sitting in my pictures and she says I look like a clown. And the other
girl, she said that about you for real?
Yeah, she said that on her status. The girl says, said I look so pretty in my pictures, and how could the girl say I look pretty in my pictures and I look like a clown? That was her status. And the other bitch, I'm gonna leave her in my back pocket until she gives me a reason to knock her in her mouth.
Girl.
Thank you, Corla.
We got a caller from Chicago. I don't know if this is Kelly. Look at this number. Bitch, when I tell you.
Honey. They hit me up and said, put me on. I don't know who that is, though, because their number's not saved in my phone.
773-540, you're on the air.
This is Mother Sasha LaWan, the destroyer.
Sasha, you were supposed to get your little intro. What happened?
I know. I'm waiting. I hit Kelly up.
Pull over that ass too fast. Pull over that ass too
fast. Sasha, you changed your number?
No, that's the same number, Kelly.
Well, bitch, you're not. Hold on.
Sounds like the same phone.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me wait. Because I'm sitting here and I text you back like, who is this? Oh, wait.
I wanted to give the tease on Mrs. Prodigy Ball.
What girl, that boy was so late, girl.
Yes, it was, Kelly.
I heard you performed downtown.
When I tell you I performed, I made $345, Kelly.
I know that's right. I know
that's right. What number you did, Shasha?
Okay.
I did Fantasia. This is me. I'm just a transsexual trying to make a way.
$340, that's more than what they gave out for grand prize.
Maybe that's why they didn't give out the grand prize.
They gave Thaddeus $250 a lollipop. Let Thaddeus have it.
Baby, I know Thaddeus is gagging. How did he vote down for 250 euros?
But you know what I was gagging about, though, Kelly and y'all? I was gagging because I seen Smiles Milan in the building.
I know that's right. You love yourself some Smiles, bitch.
Yes, I do, Kelly. You don't. Oh, I love it. I love him so much. He's going to be on his way to my house.
Oh.
After the radio show.
Oh, let me find out.
How you doing?
Well, maybe we need to have a later show, like a live one-on-one between Smiles and Sasha.
Okay.
I'm on my way to Chicago.
Let me find out, Kelly, you're on your way to Chicago. Chat-town.
Yes, I'm coming to Chicago.
Because I was sure looking for you to come to Memphis, Bob. I knew you wasn't coming, though.
I was coming, Shasha, when I tell you I got up. But I tell you, my husband's birthday was on Friday, and we went out. I didn't wake up until about 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. I spoke to Jay. I told Jay what happened and everything. Jay said, okay, well, he was going to try to work on something, and he was going to call me back. I never heard back from Jay.
Are you serious?
I never heard back from Jay since.
When I tell you they was waiting for you, they had a grand interest for you.
I was supposed to be all over the place this weekend. I was supposed to go to Chicago on Saturday, leave from Chicago on Saturday, go to Atlanta on Sunday, back to New York on Monday. Baby, I didn't make it nowhere. I made it in my bed all weekend long, honey. I got up Sunday.
And I had me a nice dinner. I cooked Sunday, honey. I made a
meatloaf. What you cook, Kelly?
I made a meatloaf and mashed potatoes and corn, and I fried some chicken because you know my grandson.
My grandson
Sean come over on the weekend, and the Milans come over on the weekend, and we play cards and we chill and everything. And Tyshawn don't eat meatloaf, so I had to fry up some chicken drums from Tyshawn, honey.
Some chicken drums.
Yes. You know, to get the party wings and with all the chicken drums.
Okay, you ain't lying neither, Kelly.
And so, you know, I was cooking down all weekend, honey, and we had fun, and we just chilled here and relaxed in the house.
Did you?
Yeah.
What about Jennifer?
Yo, Jennifer came over last night. Me and Jennifer was outside last night, walking around and chilling outside last night. I did the radio show from outside last night in front of my building.
Oh.
Yes, with all the prostitutes and everything walking past.
Yes, you know what, girl? If I could give you an award for best comedy comedian, you is crazy.
Bitch, you got to make sure you're in New York on July 30th, bitch, for Paris Dupree Ball, bitch. I'm having a cookout and a kickball game and a card game that Saturday in the park.
July
the 30th is Paris Ball on that Friday. Saturday, I'm cooking out and we're playing spades and playing kickball in the park.
Oh, I'm going to have to come up there, baby. No shade.
Oh, so you said the same thing for Jack's Ball, bitch. You lying.
No, I'm going to tell you the reason why, and I'm going to be honest, and this is the honest truth. The reason why I did not come to Jack Ball because Tiffany, Ultra Omni Mama, passed away, and I had to go to her funeral the Monday. And that's the only reason why I did not go. I had my micro braids done. I had my nails done. I had my ticket. I was ready to get on Greyhound and hit it to New York City, to Harlem.
Greyhound.
Yes, I love the Greyhound. I get my life on the Greyhound. I don't get on no plane, baby. No need.
Well, honey, you need to get on Greyhound and come to Orlando July 11th, Shasha.
No, I ain't coming to get on Greyhound to Orlando, baby. That's too far. I take my social security check and I fly up there, baby.
Yes, well, I'll be in Orlando on July 11th, honey. I will be in the building.
Can we put our bathing suit on, Kelly?
Yeah, let me tell you something.
Oh, she be in that pool with that bathing suit.
Well, I tell you, let me tell all of y'all something. I don't understand. This is my eighth time going down to Jasmine House. And I don't understand why I do this. Every time I go to Jasmine House, I pack my suitcase and I wear one outfit. I wear an outfit. Look, I wear the outfit that I wear to get on the plane. And I wear my sundress around the house. I don't go no place. I don't need to go no place when I get to Jasmine House. So the next time when I leave and go on the 11th, I'm going to take my outfit for the ball, my outfit I wear on the plane, and my sundress and my bathing suit. That's it. I'm not taking a whole bunch. I take eight and seven outfits, and I don't wear none of them, and they come back home, and I just put them in the drawer. I just need my bathing suit and my sundress and my dress to wear to the ball. That's all I need. Because I stay in the pool the whole time, bitch. Jasmine goes to work, bitch. Bitch, when she gets up, I'm already sitting in the pool with the iPod and my cigarettes, and I'm in the jacuzzi, so I'm in the pool, bitch. I stay in the pool the whole time. I don't need to go no place. Lopez dropped me off at Walmart. When I come in, he picked me up from the airplane. I go to Walmart. I get all my snacks and stuff that I need. I don't need to go back out the house. It's time to go back to the airport.
No more Walmart.
That's right, Kelly.
No more Walmart.
Oh, no, fucking Walmart. Ain't no Walmart. Ain't no nothing. I ain't going to Target. I ain't going to Best Buy.
Rodney, I know, because, you know, I got the lash in the first time I went down there, Rodney. So I already know. This might be my ninth time going down there. I already got the lash in the first time. I don't touch nothing. I got red, and all I did was walk around the supermarket, Rodney, and drunk a Pepsi while I was walking around the supermarket. We do that every place you go. You get you a soda and you walk around the supermarket. I got red for drinking the soda walking around the supermarket, Rodney. I don't touch nothing. I leave my
yeah.
Bottle in the house, Rodney.
We get that from the white people. They do it.
Yeah, the white people do it all the time, but with Jasmine, I leave my pocketbook in the house. I take $20 out. I don't need a pocketbook because I know if I got a pocketbook, I'm going to have a problem with putting something in my hands and loose. I'm going to have a problem with dropping something in my pocketbook. I leave my pocketbook in the house. I just take $20 out, and that's it. Because if I've got
Tell them the story on why I said I don't like it happening. Tell them the story about the air mattress, Kelly.
I be having all the kids over. And so, you know, the air mattress, after a while of them being blown up, they don't be working no more. So, you know, I have to, you know, every time I go to Walmart, I usually pick up a new air mattress so I can have one when guests come over. And so we was in there, honey, and I came out with the air mattress and stuff, and it was a mess.
She's skipping stories, honey. This is the bottom line, honey. She got the air mattress. She had it at the bottom of the cart. It was just me and her, and she had it at the bottom of the cart. So she's paying for the stuff in the top of the cart. They never looked at the bottom of the cart, and we pump out of Walmart. I said, Kelly, did you pay for that air mattress? She said, what? No, it's going to be okay. Honey, as soon as we got in the car, we put everything in the trunk. I got in the driver's seat. She got in the passenger seat. As soon as I turned on the car, the security man banged on Kelly's side of the window. My heart dropped. She said, oh, shit. Rolled down the window, and he said, ma'am, you left this in your car. It was like a piece of...
I was trying to get out there so fast, bitch. I left one of Jasmine's bags in the motherfucking truck and our push cart. I was trying to get the fuck out of there. I was scared, bitch. And so the next day, let me tell y'all girls something, bitch. I'm going to be honest and I'm going to be real. Where Jasmine live at is so white woman, Miss Thang. I know all you Benji Club girls from Chicago, Detroit, New York, D.C., wherever y'all at, y'all on the phone lines and y'all listening. You know how with us girls, us femme queens, or the butch queens, you know y'all go to the store to get y'all hair pieces for y'all effects, Miss Thang. You know how you go to the store and you gotta go to the hair store and you act telling people what color you wanted the thing and they pull it down for you? Oh, my God, when I tell y'all girls, it is so sweet, a white woman where Jasmine live at, bitch. The hair store is like you go in the supermarket, bitch, and you buying Kangas off the rack, and you can just pull the hair down, and you can just get it yourself. There's only one lady that works in the store, and she all the way in the front of the store. Jasmine told Lopez to take me to the hair store and buy me some hair. I'm in the hair store, and Lopez is spending $120 to buy me hair, and I'm looking like, I can get this motherfucking hair for free, girls. Lopez is like, no, Jasmine said don't steal nothing. I was so mad, bitch. All the Remy here, all the...
Give me that money, baby. Give me that money.
Girl, but I tell you, I could have snatched me a year worth of hair, Miss Sasha. I just put it in my bag. And Lopez is like, you know, Jasmine said don't steal. Come on, Kelly, let's go. And I am so bad because I wanted to steal so bad, Sasha. It was just like, bitch, it was just... Bitch, you go under there, you just can just pick up the hair, just take it to the front. I wanted to get it so bad, and I couldn't steal. I was so mad. I pouted. You would have thought that I was a little kid and I had a tantrum in the store, honey. I pouted so bad in that car on the way back to the house. I wanted to steal that hair so bad.
I would have did what I had to do.
No, baby, Sha-Sha, you don't want to hear Jasmine's mouth is nasty, honey. She, baby, everybody thinks she's a white woman. That mouth is nasty, honey.
Jaquan,
did
Jaquan get out the phone?
I don't know when Jaquan was. Jaquan is MIA. Honey,
he hit me up. The Benadryl kicked in, so he's leaving.
Private caller. I'm on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? What's the deal? Huh?
You nervous,
Hello?
Baby?
Hello?
Work, Sha-Sha.
What's going on? Hello?
347.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
What the fuck is up with the feds, the bill collectors, on people's Facebook accounts to try to get people's government names?
Ooh.
What the fuck is up with that? That's not funny, Kelly. That's not funny. That's serious.
Baby, the girls need to stop paying their shit, Miss Thang, honey. Girls, baby, what the fuck, honey? These people wouldn't want their coins, bitch. They're going to get it one way or another.
Stop taking their money.
Yes, they want their money. These girls need to stop playing with these people's money. The government want their money. They're going to find y'all, bitches. I just want to sit here running high forever to say the IRS and the government, they want their coins. See y'all girls out there on Facebook, Miss Thang. They want their coins. They're going to get y'all, bitch.
And you can run, but you cannot hide.
Yes. Everybody Twittered and everything, honey. You'll never know who you Twittered with, bitch. You might be Twittering with Uncle Sam, bitch. He wants his coins.
Immediately.
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
We here.
Baby, they gonna fire you, Nicki Minaj. You better pay back those debts you owe, bitch.
Damn.
Yes, Nicki Minaj talking about the credit card company. They never gonna fire me. They gonna fire you, Nicki. You better pay them their money. Stop charging up all that shit and not paying them back their money.
Bitch, they can't get me. They would, bitch. Don't get me no credit card, bitch, honey. Honey,
mm-hmm.
they say the minimum payment, honey, is $8, bitch. That's what they gonna get, $8, bitch.
Hey.
Honey, bitch, please.
Rodney, what balls are coming up that you're looking forward to? Like major, major balls.
The Herrera ball.
Nobody not going there.
$1,000.
Baby, if you break
my bag. Hold on. Wait. Fem Queen realness is for $1,000.
Yes, it is. I'm gonna bring it as one of them girls. I'm gonna have one of them. I'm gonna have Robert Aga, Smile Milan, and lift me up on one of them queen things and bring me to the ball.
That's hilarious.
For that $1,000, baby.
And who's giving out this money?
Cha-Cha, I can congratulate you on getting your coins because everybody's gonna be in LA.
You gonna say your Bucko Ball?
I can't read
the House of Herrera because they have a lot of good talent.
They have talent, yes
they
do.
They have a lot of good talent in the House of Herrera. But bitch, that bitch is unpretty.
Which one?
The mother.
You talking about Victoria LePage, Miss
Cochran? No, I'm talking about Marco.
Oh, you're talking about Marcy.
I'm talking about Ivory.
Bitch. Honey.
That is the poison, Ivory.
It's poison, honey. It's poison, bitch. Hey.
Let me tell you something. This is when you know, baby. When you know drags is not right for you, Miss Thang, is when you go out and you buy clothes and the clothes don't fit, or you get in drags mistake, the shoes don't fit. And drags is not for everybody, Miss Thang. She looks like she been drunk. Miss Thang. I don't understand why the girls do this to themselves, Miss Thang. The girls sit there on Walk For Me Wednesday, the girls sit on Facebook, and they want to sit there and they want to read me, Miss Thang, and think I'm not going to come back on the airwaves and I'm not going to read them back. I really don't understand. Why do the girls do this, Miss Thang? You girls, I don't understand.
Kelly, girls would get in only if you let them.
Mister, oh well, baby, they could never get in. Because the girls are miserable. The girls don't even have a life, Mister. And that's why I said, and that's what I said, like I said on the Vicky Gotti show, and I said a couple of weeks ago here on this show. I don't want any queen out there to live for me, Mister. Because when I come to that ball and I pay my $30, or whoever's having that ball, they let me in for free, Mister. And I'm on that Jenner's panel, Mister. You can live for that person. Live for that person right there at that time. But when I leave that boy, you don't know if I got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out, Miss Thang. I could be sleeping on your motherfucking floor in Chicago, Sha-Sha, and the girls wouldn't even know. So don't live for me. Live for yourself.
Kelly, I got a question. Is Nicki barking at honey? And I'm going to ask it because, you know, I'm going to ask it where it's going to be understood. Kelly. Why don't you see any of Jack's other face children? Why don't you see them? What is the problem, Ivy, Mike, Jason? You have made it known on this show for over the past year. You don't see them. What is the issue?
You know why I don't see them, Miss Thang? Because, bitch, those motherfucking girls are motherfucking late, Miss Thang. And they're late with a motherfucking
capital motherfucking L, bitch, as tall as the Twin Towers when they used to motherfucking stand. That's why I don't motherfucking see the mistake. That's why I don't see the mistake. And I told Jack the same thing, mistake. Those girls are children that was outside in the trash, and she was coming home from her job, mistake, and she seen them in the dumpster, and she brought them home and cleaned them up, mistake, and made them her motherfucking children, mistake. I don't motherfucking see them, mistake. I don't see Miss motherfucking Mike, because I'm going to break it down to you exactly why I don't see, honey. I don't see Miss Jason because what she tried to do to my house when she was in Scott, a mistake, and she chopped my child, and my child clearly had motherfucking face, mistake, and I pointed exactly out to her exactly why I chopped her child and where the bumps was that her child had on his face that I chopped him. Okay, I'm gonna break it even down more to y'all so y'all can see how I didn't want to be shady to her when she came back out as a prodigy, and me and Rodney was sitting on the judges panel where she should have been clearly chopped, but I didn't want to be shady to her because the girls know I have an issue with her, and she had all those razor bumps underneath her neck at the blonde ball. She should have been chopped, but I didn't want to be shady, so I gave her a 10, and that's why I don't see her, mistake. I don't see that other orange bitch, Mike Balenciaga. Let me give y'all some other tea on her. The one that's going to get kicked out of the house of Miss, the house of Balenciaga, the one that the girls thought that they was bringing here to the house of Miss Rahi to be father, that's never going to happen, Miss Stang. Bitch, I don't see her because she's a motherfucking follower and she don't have a mind of her own, honey. And that she wanted to tag along with Miss Jason, that's why I don't see her. Miss Irie, I don't see her, Miss Stang, because she never did anything to become legend. I don't know what possessed Miss Cooler in her right mind to make her legend, Miss Stang, because she never did anything. I don't know fuck what she did in Chicago. Nobody outside of Chicago really knows her, but for what? For throwing the racks, the riches, boy, mistake. She don't have face. I never really even seen her walk face like that, mistake. And it's just too much, mistake. And that's why I don't see them. What the fuck?
Nikki, did you get your answer?
And I broke it down for y'all, honey. Is anything else you want to know, mistake?
Well, she's on a roll, honey. Let's park this.
Baby, you know I'm on a roll tonight.
We can make this the season finale of What the Fuck Tuesdays. It won't return until September. So let's leave them all with a big What the Fuck.
Baby, I'm on a motherfucking roll tonight, honey. So if y'all girls ready, honey, let's go, Miss Tang, honey.
Oh, Nikki said I might have to call in and dig up some stuff. Go ahead and call in, Nikki.
Well, baby, call in and dig up some stuff, baby, because I'm on a roll tonight, honey. Y'all want me to go in, Miss Tang? Because, baby, honey, baby, the way I'm feeling tonight. Oh, shit. Girl. It's gonna be some shit up in here tonight, honey. Baby. Shit up in here tonight, honey. Do we got any other caller lines, honey?
Nobody pressed one.
Nobody wants to press one and come on the phone lines, mistake, honey.
Did you get all your money from Shamel, Kelly? Nikki, you said you was calling in.
Shamel, let me give
y'all
a
warming up.
Shamel, let me give y'all a tea. Shamel, yes, me and Shamel did handle our business this day, and we handled our business, and yes, I did, but the girl still felt that even though Shamel did what he did, Miss Day, that I still was going to attack them, and they was absolutely right, Miss Day, so they still stayed away, but I did handle my business with Shamel, and the girls was not stupid, Miss Day. They said, just because you pay her, she's still going to get me, Miss Day, and they still stayed away, and the girls was absolutely right, because I still was going to get her, even though Shamel paid me. Any other questions y'all have? What else y'all want to know, Miss Day? Since I'm on the road tonight, honey. I'm on the road tonight, bitches. Let's make it hot. Any questions y'all want to ask me? It's the last show until next week, Monday, honey. Let's make it the moment of motherfucking truth, honey. Girl,
somebody asked me who won the ball, Mizrahi versus Milan. It didn't happen yet. It happens on July 11th. The House of Mizrahi battles the House of Milan, the house with the most of trophies, wins $1,000. It's a little mini ball here in Orlando that happens once a month. So it's going to be kind of hot. Grand prize is $1,000. to the house with the most trophies out of those two. And the winner gets to come back. And when they lead the series, they come back on Halloween night. The top two houses of the series, Halloween night battle for the ultimate grand prize to determine, like, kind of like the whole house of the year thing. So we'll see what's going on with that. Milan has won. They have one win under their belt so far, so.
Yes, yes, she does. Yes, she does need paint, Mr. Yes, she does need paint, honey. Oh, how do I feel about Marco removing me from her panel? Would you have, this is a question that somebody sent over to me, how do I feel about Marco removing me from her panel a couple of years ago? Would you have a bitch, when you have a bitch that has to set up a judge's panel, Miss Thang, and rig a judge's panel for her children to win, Miss Thang, then that happens to girls that, you know, have a name and a girl that's going to stand up to a bitch. So that's why I was removed from her panel, Miss Thang, because a chop is a chop, Miss Thang, bitch. I have been chopped plenty of times. And I have never disputed any chop that I have had. I took my chop with a grain of salt, and Miss Marco just couldn't take it because the girls were chopping her kids, Miss Day, because they looked like no quicker than rickets, and she wanted me removed from her judges panel, and that's why I got her from her judges panel. She had me removed because I was chopping her kids, and she wanted to bring it back. If you're gonna overturn a judge's vote, Miss Day, and it's not, I can see if you do it. I can see, and Jasmine and Rodney probably agree with me. I can see if it happened once or twice. You overturn a judge's vote, Miss Day, but if you're going to have a ball and you're going to sit there all night long and overturn judges' vote, then, bitch, you should judge your own motherfucking ball.
Which ball was this, Kelly?
The last Rags to Riches. I think it was last year, the Rags to Riches, that they had in that little gym.
Child, personally, I think Marco needs to sit down. She don't need to give no balls. She's not fab.
Personally, I think Marco needs to go to the Big Girl Foot Store in New York City when she comes up here. They go up to size 15 and find something other than those little slides that she be wearing in her gowns. The gowns are really cute, Miss Thang. The makeup be on that big ass pie face, Miss Thang. But just to have on a nice gown, Miss Thang, and then to have on those slides, Miss Thang, with all your fat hanging off the side of it, Miss Thang, I don't think it's cute. They have shoes to fit you. They have clothes to fit her. She needs to go to the Avenue. They go up to a size 34. Fine clothes
please
are coming at you.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started, please.
Miss Thang. Any other questions y'all girls have in the chat room or on the Yahoo? Y'all want to call in and ask me a couple more questions, Tony? Because I'm on a roll tonight, Tony. Bitch. I'm on a road. Like, it's gay pride in New York City. The girl's going to be out. Maybe a couple of girls will feel some type of way about what I said and smack me in my new work this weekend.
You got to call 704-737
on
the air.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus from North Carolina.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, what's going on?
Marcus.
What's going on? I'm sorry I didn't return your call. I'm just getting home. Just woke up. Stop killing you. Kelly, have you reserved your room for the room rate?
Baby, I have all four of my rooms already reserved at the Aloft. $99 a night at the Aloft. You girls better get your rooms. I already got all four of my rooms reserved. I will be down there with my Mizrahi family and my Milan family. We're driving down. We will be in the building. We have our rooms reserved from the 16th through the motherfucking 18th. We are in the building.
Oh, cool. That's all I wanted to know. I'll see y'all this weekend, I guess. Whatever.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus. I'll be at the A-Lord, honey. It's a fan hotel. I'll be there. Honey. For the worldwide tour. So anything that y'all girls want to ask me, anything anybody want to ask me, honey, my tour starts this weekend. So for you go, another thing, hold on, I have to promote this for my mother, Miss Thang, because my mother's a fan promoter, Miss Thang. Mother Teresa is having her birthday party and a mini ball and a fashion show this Sunday in New York City at Webster Hall for all the girls that's going to be in the motherfucking building, Miss Thang. She has Miss Motherfucking Nia Long will be in the motherfucking building. A whole bunch of other celebrities will be in the building. It's definitely going to be popping. It's definitely going to be jumping. They say be picture ready because the paparazzi is going to be out, Miss Thang, and it's at Webster Hall, and it goes down at 12:01 Sunday night, and I'm on the motherfucking mic,
at Webster Hall, emceeing the whole motherfucking shit. With Miss Nia, me and Miss Nia Long is on the microphone this Sunday at Webster Hall, bitches, to be there. What the fuck?
Who is
that? Yes. Well, oh, wait, hold on. Well, I guess we ain't got no more callers. Shasha, say goodnight to the girls. Shasha. She gone. Rodney?
Yes.
Rodney, say goodnight. We about to get him out of here.
All right, good night. I will be back on Monday. I'm going to Chicago for the weekend. I won't be in New York. There's a couple of balls there this weekend, so I'm going to support my daughter's function. And the painted ball is also this weekend, so I'll be back on Monday for a light report from the Midwest.
Okay. Well, I'm the overall. I'm the legendary overall.
Well, honey, can I say goodnight?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Go ahead, legendary overall, mother.
Hey. Good night, everyone. Have a safe weekend, and see you guys on Monday.
Yeah, sonny. What the fuck? It's What the Fuck Tuesday. It's 1 a.m. in the morning. I'm about to get my fat ass up underneath this motherfucking air conditioner and cool off this blonde hair. But I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the house of Miss Rahi. I love all you bitches for loving me. And like I tell you every motherfucking Monday, Tuesday, and sometime on Wednesday, I'm going to definitely keep it 100% real with everything that come out of my mouth. When you telling the bitch the truth, the truth is never a read. The truth can never be a read, girl. When you tell somebody the truth, it's not a read. It's the truth. But practice safe sex. Safe sex is the best sex or no sex at all. I'll see y'all back here Monday night when I'm me and Rodney, Jaquan, and whoever else will be on the phone. We'll be recapping what happens in Chicago, recapping Gay Pride for this weekend, and me and motherfucking Nia Long on the motherfucking mic at motherfucking Webster Hall. Good night.